The following message is brought to you by Charles L. King, Jr., pastor of First Baptist Church, West College Hill. If you need additional information, visit firstbaptistchurchwch.org.
Man, turn with me now to the book of Revelation. That's right, the book of Revelation. Come on, somebody. Revelation chapter 21. Revelation chapter 21. I'm going to read verses 6 and 7, and as I always say, and I encourage you, I want you to make sure, please ma'am and please sir, to keep your Bible open, even if it's just to cross-reference some other scriptures that I will make reference to. You also want to make sure that you have something to take some notes with, amen, just in case something is said that captures your mind and pricks your heart. Revelation chapter 3:22 says, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church." So as a matter of fact, I not only want you to hear what the Spirit says and take a note down for yourself, but Psalm 107:2 says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." Come on, somebody. So whether you are here in the sanctuary or you're with us online, if something is said that resonates with you, then do as the Scripture says and say so. Online, add a reaction, add a note, meet and greet somebody who's new. We are so grateful for so many who continue to join us in our online services, not just during the 11 o'clock hour, but all week long. And so again, we give God all the praise, the honor, and the glory. If you are physically able to stand, and I'm going to ask that you would please do so for the reading of the word, not just here, but even online. If you are physically able to stand, per the Scripture, the Bible says that when they opened up the scroll, that they stood in honor of the reading of the word. Again, Revelation chapter 21, verses 6 and 7. I'll be reading from the New International Version. It says, "He said to me, 'It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give water without cost from the spring of the water of life. Those who are victorious will inherit all this, and I will be their God, and they will be my children.'" So on this second Sunday of August, August the 9th, as we all continue to press our way, come on somebody, counting down the days of this trying year, less than halfway to the new year, 2021. Even for some of you, as you are ready to cancel this year, come on, I'm talking to somebody. Some of you are ready for this year to be over with. Somebody said, "I'm ready for it to be done right now." But I'll simply say to you, with your prayers and by the aid of the Holy Spirit, I want us to consider the subject for today: the power of seeing 2020 through a new lens. I'll say it again: the power of seeing 2020 through a new lens. Before you take your seat, we want to pray this prayer of consecration that we pray together, just for all of us to be on one accord, even though the Holy Spirit will resonate and speak maybe something individual to each of us. We want to be on one accord because it's one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Repeat this prayer after me. Father, open my eyes so I can see your truth. Open my ears so I can hear your voice. Open my mind so I can understand your word. And open my heart so that I may receive all that you have for me, that is for me. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated in the presence of our God. The power of seeing 2020 through a new lens. Amen. You remember at the start of this year, at the start of 2020, we heard a lot about how this would be the year of perfect vision. Am I right about it? Yet a couple of months in, I don't think any of us could have imagined what we would experience. There is no doubt that this year has brought many challenges, from living through a global pandemic, political, the continued fight against racial injustices, job losses, amplified political division, and the inability to see and visit with some of our loved ones. It's been a tough year, no doubt, But I stand boldly before you today to declare that 2020 has also brought unexpected purpose. Come on, somebody. Think about it. Through this year's unexpected changes, many of us have spent more time with close family members. We've exchanged our million responsibilities for home projects. Come on, somebody. Zoom calls, drive-through birthday and graduation parades. Parents have gained a deeper appreciation for teachers as they've juggled work, home, and school. People have found creative ways to bring joy in the midst of uncertainty. In other words, we've actually proverbially pressed pause on some insignificant things and the busyness of life and focused on what we needed to do to sustain and to protect ourselves. So while the pandemic has brought a variety of health-related, financial, and emotional hardships to two and so many individuals, you have to ask your question, and here's the question that stands before us. What has navigating and enduring this pandemic also taught us? Well, here's something to think about. How about, if you're taking notes, write this down. How about how to love in a crisis? You see, this time is showing us the importance of not only being able to take care of ourselves, loving on ourselves, if you will, but loving our neighbors as we do ourselves. Matthew chapter 22, verse 39. We all have a part to play in this fight, and we not only have to look after ourselves, but also our neighbors, also one another, in order for all of us to get through this together. You ask yourself, what has navigating and enduring this pandemic also taught us? How about this? How to care for our minds and spirits. This year has been a reminder of the importance of mental and spiritual health. Navigating social distancing measures with so much uncertainty is tough, amen. Yet we have to fight harder to be mentally and spiritually strong. We have to monitor how much news is healthy, and we have to keep our eyes on things above. When you have time, read Colossians chapter 3, verse 2. You see, by keeping our eyes on Jesus, we can be confident that he is our source and our shield, and he will get us through this season. Come on, somebody. I know it's been tough for a lot of us, but what about something else to think about? What has navigating and enduring this pandemic also taught us? Here's something else to think about. It's taught us, here's another note, how to build an enduring faith. You see, during these trying and difficult days, I don't know about you, but we have had to stay rooted in the Word of God and to allow this time to build our faith. You see, in times especially like these, but in times when we are unsure of how and when God is going to move, we have to stand on the hope that he will move and he will turn it all around. Yes, the Bible is clear that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, Hebrews 11 and 1. So as we watch, read, or even listen to the news in this season, hear me, somebody, we can't allow the numbers that keep getting reported that are going higher and higher, unfortunately. We still can't allow the numbers to cause us to lose hope in the future. Instead, my brothers and my sisters, we must stand on faith and wait expectantly for God to turn it around. You ask yourself a question. We've all been asking questions, but the Holy Spirit has been convicting me, and he wants me to continue to share. What has navigating and enduring this pandemic also taught us? Here's something else you can take down. It's taught how 2020 has highlighted some racial injustices. You see, in the midst of this pandemic, a racial movement has swept through our country. Awareness of racism and injustices have essentially been elevated. Hear me when I say this. Racism is a heart issue. Prejudice, bigotry, bias, and hate, they are all heart issues. And while somebody might be able to maybe convince you to change your mind about some things, only God and the Holy Spirit can work on and change your heart. And so if all of those things are heart issues, it's going to take the need to address the heart in order to address the issues. But the thing is, you and I have to be willing to invite God in to do the work. You see, if you've been experiencing any of these things, you and I, we need to ask God. We need to ask God to search our hearts and reveal anything that is not like him. When you have time, read Psalm 139, 23, and 24. We need to know that people are indeed listening. People are indeed seeing things differently. And in the midst of all the noise of COVID-19, people are actually willingly having tough conversations to learn from one another. People are actually acknowledging and taking ownership of the problem and advocating for change. Believe it or not, more and more people are committed to understanding what they have been blind to see. In other words, my brothers and my sisters, we need to know that this year has not taken God by surprise. And despite what it feels like, despite what it looks like, and despite what it sounds like sometimes, you and I cannot doubt that God is in the midst and God is moving. Thus is the power of seeing 2020 through a new lens. Why? Because for many people, this pandemic has resulted in a significant increase in stress and anxiety. And when those things are not managed properly, hear me when I say this, this stress and this anxiety can prove to be crippling in a time when life is already challenging. So as we've highlighted some things that navigating and enduring this pandemic has taught us, in other words, what the year has shown us. So then, how can this year help us to see more clearly? Well, as I've already said, and we all agree, 2020 has been tough. Amen. Yet, whether or not we all agree on this next point, 2020 has been necessary. For it has revealed many of the underlying issues that have persisted in and around all of us: division, racism, selfishness, pride, and so much more. We've all been given eyes, physically and spiritually, to see things, watch this, for what and who they truly are. This year has given us a chance to really be the body of Christ. I'm talking about the ecclesia, the called out church, while the church doors have been closed. This year has shown us that we have so much to learn from one another in order to advocate for the oppressed. It has allowed us to put our differences aside, to truly display how we truly can love one another, our neighbor, our friends, our family, etc. Watch this, even if we have opposing views or even if we look differently. As hard as this year has been, It is imperative for us to see 2020 with a new lens. Yes, I'll be honest, I'm just as ready as you are for the virus to stop spreading and to comfortably socialize again. But I'm also thankful that this time has made me more appreciative of my family, of loved ones, and friends, to include many new friends that our fellowship has gained. You see, the enemy, watch, hear me when I say this part right here. The enemy would love to divide us in this season. And we see this happening every day. He would love for us not to come together during this time and disrupt progress that's already taking place. But here's the problem. The problem is you and I have to recognize and know who the enemy is. You see, while we may have deemed a person or two, come on somebody, as the enemy, we need to know that this is a spiritual warfare. And we are fighting against somebody bigger than who we can see every day, whether listening or watching the news. We need to understand and acknowledge that there is an enemy who is seeking to devour us in this time of trouble. If you don't believe me, read 1 Peter 5:8. Amen. And you and I have to be intentional to tear Satan's kingdom down. Listen, if you don't take anything else away from this message, take this down. We have been created for this time. Amen. Matter of fact, share that with somebody. Tell somebody, we have been created for this time. And so as a result of the fact that we have been created for this time, let's not fail the next generation by missing what God is doing and what God desires to do in, with, and through us. Instead of merely wanting to throw away or to rush the season, let's steward the season well, tuning in to everything that God wants to say to us, because we need to be clear that God is still speaking. You and I must embrace the awakening that's taking place in our world. There is a divine and a great awakening that is happening in the midst of our very eyes. Amen. The fact of the matter is, we cannot be blind to see it. So as I get ready to close, in order to see 2020 from a new lens, we must remain in a position of worship and prayer. We all, my brothers and my sisters, have a role to play in what's happening in this world, and we need to know that we have been purposed for this time in history. I believe that we can all see this year from a new lens by praying. And not just praying more often, praying for some things specifically. What are some things we should be praying for? Some things we should be specifically praying for is to be more appreciative of our communities, more appreciative of life, and the small things that we very much admittedly have taken for granted. What are some things we should be praying for? I know we all have prayer requests, but add to the list praying to begin to truly see everyone in the image of God. Praying to be slow to speak, quick to hear, attentively to understand the hearts of those who are hurting. Praying to stand for something, but not allow our views to prohibit us from respecting others. Praying to speak, and watch this, even to post in love. Ephesians 4:15. We should be praying to seek to learn more about God's character instead of only continuing to come to him when we are in need. We should be praying to see each day as a gift. praying not to give up. When you have time, read Galatians 6 and 9. Yes, my brothers and my sisters, these are hard times. But these hard times will pass. So let us not solely long for the day when God brings us to the other side of this pandemic, but allow, we must truly seek what we are to learn during this process. Most of the time, the process is the hard part. And it's the hard part because we don't know the timing of everything that's involved. But without trying to guess and figure out the timing, let you and I commit to seeking God's will, to seeking God's direction, and to lay down our own understanding. When you have time, read Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. We must let the scales fall from our eyes to see what it is we are to learn from this year. We have to allow God to reveal the ugliness, not just what's happening in around the world. Admittedly, we're going to have to ask and allow God to reveal some ugliness that might be in our hearts. Lord God, we need you to help us to trust you in the midst of it all. We need to ask God to help us to move closer to him in this season and to help us to love all people that God has created. Thank God. Thank God, not just for the good, but thank God for the challenge. Thank God for the challenge of this yet revealing year. And yes, my brothers and my sisters, let us steward this year well. How do we do that? We do that by keeping our eyes on the one who is ultimately in control of it all. The one who knows the beginning, the end, and everything in between. The scripture says, he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give water without cost from the spring of the water of life. And those who are victorious will inherit all this. And I will be their God, and they will be my children. Such is the word of the Lord. To God be the glory, to God be the praise, the power of saying 2020 through a new lens. Come on, choir, as they get ready to bless us in song, as you allow the word to minister to your heart, allow it to seep down, allow the seed to seep down into the soil of our hearts. Make sure we continue to realize that God is not mocked and we don't serve a dead God, but our God still sits high and looks low. Again, to God be the glory, to God be the praise.
Thank you for listening to this message brought to you by First Baptist Church, West College Hill. If this word inspired you, please consider sharing it. We ask that you do not alter the content without permission. We invite you to firstbaptistchurchwch.org. Inquiries can be submitted at info@firstbaptistchurchwch.org. Our mailing address is 6210 Betts Avenue, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45224. Or you can call our offices at 513-681-1011. First Baptist Church, West College Hill. Reaching the world without sacrificing the message. First Baptist Church, West College Hill. Reaching the world without sacrificing the message.